come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
I think of desperate people. I think of sadness. I think of runaways. I think it should definitely be decriminalized, and sex workers should have full access to healthcare. And I think it needs to be monitored very carefully so that they don't get abused and don't get have very violent lives, and that their children are taken care of as well.
Well, I mean, as long as the, let's say, the prostitutes involved are doing it out of their own free will and they are not underage, it's your body. It's freedom of body, freedom of movement, freedom to make your own choices, that kind of thing.
Only if there is an institutional capacity for it to be done. So similar to the decriminalization of, let's say, marijuana, for example. So does the government have the capacity to regulate who is able to be classified as a sex worker? Is the government able to mitigate the risks of child slavery or distribution of child pornography?
Should it be a direct choice that these men or women have had, then yes, they should not be held with any penalties thrown at them. However, when we breach into a more or branch into whether or not there are children involved, or when people are doing such things against their own will, then there should be penalties against the people that are forcing them to do such things.
Well, naturally, some form of prostitution comes to mind. Perhaps they need to be psychologically evaluated.
There'll be more, you know, official legislature and official support from, like, government and businesses.
They've been operating for thousands of years under normal conditions, and now they put in laws to stop them from working. Many men all over the world look for sex because they're not getting enough from their wives. And it also helps keep a marriage together because they can relieve themselves of the sex worker instead of nagging their wives who's not interested in sex with them. Under certain conditions, which is to have normal and routine checkups from a medical doctor, and that they get a certificate every month to say that they're clean and healthy.
They may need it for drugs, in which case they need help, or they may need it for food. And I even read a novel once where a woman was educating her children at private schools, and I think it should be legalized because fining them or putting them in jail is not going to put a stop to the problem. It's making a living like anyone else, as long as it's not interfering with anyone's marriage.
In the context of South Africa, where we have gender-based violence, you know, most sex workers are women, it would give them rights.
Any work that involves a sexual element to it, that could be pornography or stripping or prostitution or starting an OnlyFans. I don't believe in the idea and the concept of an inherently evil occupation.
It has been done for hundreds and hundreds of years. I don't see why it should suddenly now be subjected to law and other people's morality. I think everybody's morals are different, and I think a job is a job no matter what it is. It's not hurting anybody, and if it was legalized, it would make the practice much more safer, and it would help people earn maybe a steady income. They can actually have a set date on where they want to go, who they want to be with, and in a more secure location as well.
Like, it's your body, so like, do whatever you want.
It's a big no, man. You know, I've spoken to a sex worker before, she's basically just doing this to feed her kids and stuff like that. The asexual pleasure to it is obviously, so to her, it could maybe be something that she condones, but deep down, she also regrets it. I don't know, but it's a big no. It should not be made legal at all.